number. That's a new number out there. Number 27, Seth Gangler, the 6'3" junior. He's a linebacker, but also doubles as a running back. He gets out for about a yard, out to the 21. Brings up now third and seven.
It reminds me a lot of Brandon Harper. We talked about him in the pregame show there. He really is a right up the middle power back and going to put his head down and get what he can every time. So look for him to mix it up when things aren't going good.
3:50 left in the first quarter. USA with the ball, trailing 14-0. Beachy back to pass. He's rolling all the way back to his 10-yard line. He is sacked at the 5. A 15-yard loss all the way back to the 5-yard line. Howard Beachy kept swarming and swarming, and more black jerseys were in the space. He had nothing but to go down.
Yeah, Beachy's just got to dump that ball out into the sideline and can't take a 15-yard loss like that. But again, we just got done talking about it. The ends are so quick. Beachy rolled out to the far side of the field where Kyle Kramer resides, and he had no shot of getting away from him.
Fourth and 20. Fourth and 21, whatever you like to call it. USA brings out the punt team for good measure and for good reason. Punter in his own end zone. Bounces at the 40, takes the USA bounce, all good bounce. 25-yard bounce, 27-yard bounce to the 33-yard line into Harbor Beach territory. A heck of a punt for USA. Down by number 22, Nathan Milkey, 5'11 junior. And now Harbor Beach has the ball to start on their own 33. It's 6-6, 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the Ubley Bad Axe game. Ubley scored first, 6-0. Bad Axe responded with a touchdown of South, 6-6 in Ubley against Bad Axe. Ubley needs their sixth victory tonight to make to the playoffs to guarantee their spot in the playoffs. Bad Axe just working for respect and good spirit.
Ah, they're playing the spoil in the role, Clark. They're trying to spoil things.
So they're playing Wisconsin.
Yes.
First and 10 for Harbor Beach. Looking through some rainy and wet windows. Harbor Beach comes out in the spread formation, but the flag flies before they can get the snap off. It's going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. This is going to push them back 5 yards to go from the 33 to the 28-yard line. 2:53 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 14, USA nothing.
Another nice match to watch here, Clark, is Harbor Beach's biggest offensive lineman, number 71. Call him Big Mike Lukowski down there having to deal with Ballard. Fortunately, Harbor Beach, with Lukowski coming in at 6'3", 260, they've been leaving him one-on-one with Ballard blocking and moving him around for the run game. He's done a nice job so far, and let's see if he can keep that up for 4 quarters.
First and 15 for Harbor Beach. Out of the spread, it's a handoff in the backfield. Is number 7, Derek Buff. Nothing going there. USA read that from the get-go, and they weren't letting him go anywhere.
No, they weren't. And good penetration there, led by John Bauer, the senior linebacker.
Second and 17, loss of 2 on the play for Derek Buff. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach facing a second and 17. Coming out of the spread formation, 2 receivers wide each way. Eli Kraft in the shotgun. Derek Puff to his right. He rolls to his right, looking to pass Brendan Ballard, feeding him down. But first he throws it out to number 86, Avery Wainer, at the 36-yard line. That's a gain of about 9 yards. Short of the first down by still about 7 yards, maybe more. But now 3rd and 7 coming up.
A nice play by Gangler to make that tackle by the sideline there. But nice job by Crafter. They roll out to Ballard's side of the field. Ballard bringing some pressure. Puff does a nice job holding him off to let Kraft get that pass off and cut this deficit in half. Now only about 7-8 yards to go for the first down.
9-yard pass complete to Avery Wainer. Now 3rd and 7. Kraft rolls to his left on the keeper. He has the first down up to midfield to the 50 to the 45. That's to the near sideline to the 40 to the 35 to the 30. Cuts back inside to the 20, and finally brought down at about the 6-tackler into the 19-yard line. Just like that, a 3rd and long to a 1st and 10 in the red zone. Harbor Beach moves the chains one more time.
Number 27, Gangler eventually hauled him down. Even with the wet turf out there, Clark, Kraft is so simple, he can change direction so quick. You see the white jerseys laying all over the field. You can tell right where Kraft left, and ball to the official and right back to the huddle. Business as usual. So here we go again.
It was like playing Madden 64 or something. Juke to the left, juke to the right, and there's a handoff to Derek Buff this time. Loss of a yard and the late flag rolls from the sideline judge on the far side. It's probably going to be a late hit or a face mask. It is a face mask against USA. That last run was a 44-yard run from Eli Kraft from the keeper position. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 14-0 over USA. Lost a yard on that last play, but they are saved by a face mask on the tackle in the backfield. So now the march off is, looks like 15 yards. No one really knows.
5 yards, I think.
That would be 10 yards. I've never heard of a 10-yard face mask. But that's what we're going with right now. And it's a handoff to Aaron Ginter on the rough side. He's cut loose out to about the 2-yard line. Gain of 11. Aaron Ginter gets a first down. Now Harbor Beach looking with a first and goal situation. Aaron Ginter hit the outside and rolled and had one more man to beat, and he brought him down.
And the senior linebacker, number 60, John Bauer, saved a touchdown for now.
First and goal from the 2-yard line for Harbor Beach in the far right side of the radio. Our windows in front of us continue to get more rain splattered on it. Minute 20 left in the first quarter. Hand off to Derek Puffer on the right side. He finds himself in the end zone one more time. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 20, USA nothing. And we're still in the first quarter.
Huge hole there for Puff to run through there. Credit again, that offensive line led by Mike Kowski, taking care of Brandon Ballard out there.
A 2-yard gain for Derek Puff, and he finds himself in the end zone for the second time tonight. A minute 17 to play in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 20, USA nothing. And Nick Hessling, number 80, the tight end, defensive end, and kicker, 6'3", 195 junior, out to bring the extra point. Crosswind in front of us, and USA jumps offside. It was the left defensive end, number 27, Gangler. Got a little antsy on the extra point. And now I believe they'll move it half the distance of the goal line. Still be working for the one. Maybe the two.
I'm going to go 1.5.
1.5. I'm in a compromising move. Going across the aisle here. So Nick Hessling is going to try this one more time. You're trying to make it 3 for 3 on the night, including the weather elements in front of us. And it's a bad snap. Rolls right through the hands of Travis Eschmaker. He has to grab it at his own 25. Breaks free of two tackles and brought down to 27. So the extra point is no good. The two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains at 20-0. Harbor Beach with the lead over USA. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Kicked it off for the Pirates down to the 10-yard line. McKay Jones had room to run. He got up to about the 25 before being gone down by the Harvey special teams. First and 10 for the Patriots from their own 25. With a minute and 11 to play in the first quarter, they trail by 20 points.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle here for USA. They must put a good drive together here and put points on the board. Otherwise, this could be a little messy for them.
First and 10 from the right hash. They put a wide receiver.